city officials and neighborhood association presidents want to raise public awareness about the problems in the neighborhoods. One of the problems some neighborhoods face is crime. Tom Tito is a Crime Watch coordinator at Bartlett Park and vice president of the Neighborhood Association. He came to the meeting to find out more about Kona Neighbors Helping Neighbors. This is a new program to combat neighborhood crime.
For about 4 weeks, we've had a small group meeting every week, but we go out, two cars, about three people in a car, and we're just showing the neighborhood that there is a crime patrol. As people were saying tonight, people are waving at us, and giving us a thumbs up, and they're really happy to see that change. The good thing is the patrol isn't seeing any street corner drug sales.
He reaches out to other neighborhood associations to reduce crime in Bartlett Park because he says that the Neighborhood Crime Watch should be a community effort.
Police department did the hard work getting them off the street, but we believe the neighborhood residents have to keep it away. We have to instruct people on how to report. We give them a little card that has things we want to use to identify.
Tito says that since the march in honor of Paris Whitehead Hamilton, killed in drive-by shooting, the community joined the police and Crime Watch organization's efforts to reduce neighborhood crime. Once they remove the fear and reduce the crime in the neighborhood, Bartlett Park will be a viable community again. Again, Tom Tito, Crime Watch Coordinator.
The Paris Gardens will help beautify the streetscape so that and we're doing a litter cleanup on June 20th. And we're planning a national night out event the first Tuesday of August. So we're trying to do these events to connect with the public and our own community. It's really gratifying to see folks from other neighborhoods here at Kona volunteer to come down and help us get this started.
Crime can also be reduced through community gardens, says Andrea Hildenbrand. The new community garden in Bartlett Park, the Paris Garden, is Hildenbrand's idea. She is the executive director of the nonprofit organization Green Florida.
Paris Whitehead Hamilton was shot just a few blocks from the Bartlett Park Community Garden. After her death, we really racked our brains about what more we could do, that what could we do to make the neighborhood safer, to improve the personal relationships between people in the neighborhood in ways that could make the neighborhood safer.
She says that such small, intensively cultivated garden boxes can supplement family budgets and even provide vegetable for sale to neighbors.
Our volunteers are going to work with residents to convert front yards that right now might have grass, but in a lot of cases they're just bare sand, and bring soil amendments, bring plants, and create native Florida and vegetable landscapes.
The first volunteer orientation meeting for the community gardens in Bartlett Park is Saturday, May 26th at 4:30 p.m. at Twigs and Leaves Nursery, located at 1013 Martin Luther King Street South. Hildebrand also says that the community gardens have a community-building function.
When people have vegetable gardens, especially visible vegetable gardens, they share food with neighbors, they talk more with neighbors. It's been so true for me. My partner and I had black-eyed peas in our median in front of our house, and so many people came over and were talking about them and advising us on how to do it differently and wanting to see if we needed all of the peas or if they could have some, and we were happy to give them some.
St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse presented the city's money-saving and environmentally friendly measures.
One, we're bringing the community garden ordinance to City Council tomorrow to allow community gardens across the community. Two, we are buying our first round of police cruisers that'll get about 30% better mileage than what we have been buying. That'll save us $1,200 per cruiser per year in gas, and they're also cheaper.
Some city officials also want to change the landscape ordinances. Again, Nurse.
To move us away from St. Augustine lawns. St. Augustine is the most water-intensive, pesticide-intensive possible ground cover. And so it would cap future development at 50% of the landscape area could be St. Augustine if it was residential and 10% if it was commercial. So it would move us towards planting what wants to grow here.
Kona Vice President and St. Petersburg Preservation President Will Michaels explored options for saving the pier. He says that the mayor and the city council have established a task force to improve and possibly replace the pier. Michaels is a member of the task force.
The big problem that we have presently with the pier is the pilings. The pilings are degrading, and in a few more years, right now it is safe, but in a few more years it will not be safe. So that for sure has to be fixed. And there is a pot of approximately $50 million of money that is available to do this.
Another option would be to bring the pier building back by 500 feet, he says.
So you'd have a half the distance to get out to the building that you now have. One of the advantages of that particular alternative is that for that $50 million, you couldn't do much with the current building if it stays 1,000 feet out. But if you bring the pier back 500 feet, you would be able to not only repair the pilings, but you'd also be able to rebuild the building itself.
The next CONA meeting will be on June 17. For more information, visit www.conastpete.org. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.